absolutely is. It's a small stadium, unfortunately, because I think the entire city would like to be there. Only 21,000 is their capacity. Patan himself has decided to alleviate that slightly by hiring out the town square and putting up giant screens so as many people as possible can cram into it and watch his homecoming.
I mean, look, in a word, he is a character, isn't he?
He is. He's an enormous character in Sweden and around the world, of course. I mean, he's more than he transcends sport. I mean, obviously, he's got the kind of cartoonish rock star bravado that makes people either love or hate him. But he's also got a lot of substance to him, and from a social and political point of view, he's a big character in Sweden because he is of immigrant stock. But he was born in Malmo, but both his parents are immigrants, and he's very proud of that and always makes that point. And immigration is a big issue in Sweden at the moment, in particular. He serves as a great example to a lot of people of what a successful immigrant can achieve, as he always points out.
He's done so well for himself in his career, hasn't he? He's had a really, really well-travelled career. He's been to Italy, he's been to Spain, he's now with PSG, and obviously he's making fantastic money there, and he's doing very well with that side. He's like the focal point as well. If you look at the picture that came out the other day when they were replacing their sponsor, I think it was Je Suis Paris, wasn't it, that they were putting on their shirts for the next few games. And he was the man front and centre, wasn't he? He is like an icon wherever he goes.
He absolutely is, yeah. And he's been incredibly successful. Some people doubt his ability, but his trophy cabinet is ridiculous. I mean, I think he won the title 9 years in a row in four different countries. I mean, you can't argue with that. I mean, he was signed by PSG, I think it's 4 years ago now, and they were trying to signal their intention to become a member of football's elite, and so what better way to do it than get Zlatan? And he's been a tremendous success there. He's actually got a greater goals-to-game ratio there than he had anywhere else, and it was already pretty good in all his other clubs. He's approaching the end of his contract now. It expires next summer, and he probably won't be offered a new one because he's 34 now and reaching the end of his days. So there are a lot of people I know in Malmo who hope that he may return there next season and see out his career there. But he likes to tease a lot of people by hinting he might go to the Premier League, he might go to America. Nobody really knows.
Well, there's the piece in that I've been reading today that he's apparently said that he wouldn't go to Arsenal. He's had a pop at Pep Guardiola. A lot of people would like to see him in the Premier League. It's one of those where he'd obviously want a kind of top four club, wouldn't he? But would he maybe slip down to, say, a Spurs if they don't make top four or something like that? He'd be a huge signing for a club like that, wouldn't he?
Oh, he would be, yeah. Personally, I don't think he would. I think that if he did come to England, it would be only to a club where he thinks he could win the title immediately, because at his age, he's not going to be around for much longer. He won't go to Arsenal because they had a chance to sign him years ago when he was still at Malmo and asked him to do trials, and he famously said, Zlatan doesn't do trials. Either take me or leave me. I also think that even though physically as well as technically he was an awesome specimen, age has caught up with him. He's not as fast as he once was. He's not doesn't have the stamina that he once had. So I'm not sure that he will succeed now at this stage at the Premier League. Having said that, he'd be a great option to come on off the bench, for example, for someone if he could be persuaded to fulfil that role.
Yeah, it's persuading him to do it. And I guess, like, a man who speaks about himself in the third person is possibly quite difficult to persuade with that kind of situation. Mate, we're going to stick you on the bench. Zlatan doesn't do the bench. you can see him kind of saying that. We've had the Malmo website crash because of his return. Obviously, you know, you put this piece together, which is in The Guardian today. It's on The Guardian Online. Just checking it right now. What have been your experiences of Ibrahimovic?
Well, only watching him. I've never met him, I have to say. And I think, like a lot of people, I mean, I watch a lot of French football, so, and he has done brilliant for PSG, but there was, until that friendly a few years ago against England, there was always this sense, because he hadn't actually scored against an English team prior to that, I think, and there was always a lot of people who said, well, he's overrated, he doesn't do it against English teams. So for him to then score four against England, including that absolutely absurd overhead kick from 35 yards, that was unforgettable for anyone who saw that, and that was a hell of a way to shut people off.
There really was, wasn't it? And as he said, and again, quoting from your piece as well here, he said that everybody was trash-talking me. Now they're eating my words. That is my trophy. I'm sure he'd like to, you know, laden his trophy cabinet with more titles and Champions League titles, but I'm sure that is very nice for him. Do you think that PSG...
Yeah. Well, the Champions League is the one thing that he has never actually won.
That's true, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, but and he could do it this season. And given the fairy tale way his career has gone... The European Championships, which Sweden qualified for thanks to his goals, are in France. So wouldn't it be something if he won the Champions League with PSG this year, which is not beyond the realms of the possible, and then did something special with Sweden in France?
Well, that was my next question I was going to ask, actually. Do you think PSG can go all the way? They've got the backing, haven't they? They've got the financial clout. Can they go all the way in the Champions League this year?
I think they can. I think I'd make, you know, Barcelona favourites and Bayern just behind that, but PSG are certainly closer to them than any of the Premier League teams are, I think.
And just looking then, after he has this career with PSG, do you think at some point before the end he will be rejoining Malmo?
As I said earlier, no one knows yet, because he's been he's quite playful with regard to questions about his future and giving hints and teases all over the place. Lots of people in Malmo would love it if he did that, because he didn't win the title with them when he was there. In fact, his best season with them came when they were in the second division, and he led them to promotion. And he'd probably be prepared to take a pay cut, as he would have to go there, because he is actually quite generous, especially when it comes to Malmo. He's given a lot of money to various charities and foundations there, so that wouldn't be the driving factor. In terms of a sporting challenge, I don't know how much it would mean to him. A lot of people suspect that he's going to end up in America, particularly if David Beckham gets this Miami franchise off the ground, and Zlatan will be parachuted in as the head of that, the figurehead.
Yeah, it could be very interesting if he makes it over there, you know, over to the States. I think the MLS could have some serious names in there, you know, especially if you look at the likes of Ibrahimovic. You've got Steven Gerrard over there, Frank Lampard, Kaká. You've got Pirlo, add Ibrahimovic to that, and you've got some pulling power, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, probably Ibrahimovic belongs in Hollywood, really. I mean, you can see him having a brilliant movie career after his football career if you wanted it.
Yeah, oh my word, can you imagine Ibrahimovic the movie? His ego got for scale, wouldn't it? Paul, thank you very much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.